Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Right now, the first 10 callers, starting with caller number 9 at 800-400-3697, will win their way into the Sarah and Vinny Valentine's Day Secret Show. It's happening Wednesday, Valentine's Day, February 14th at the Fairmont in San Jose. We're headed back to the Fairmont San Jose. Yeah. It's a great room. Big room. It's going to be food. Tony's is doing.
Yeah, Tony caters there out of San Jose, and he is going to be helping us out along with Marshall and the gang over at San Jose Fairmont with food for folks.
Right. It's a 21 and up party, and it is a party, so prepare yourselves for that.
Yeah, bring cash for the bar, too.
Yeah. And they, it's just.
That's going to want some drinks. Bring cash.
Bring cash, everyone.
Well, I think, you know how they set up those little satellite bars?
Yes.
I think those little cash bars only. May only take cash.
Right.
Right.
We're not positive, but cash is always a good, cash is king. So we'd love to see you at our party. And if you'd like to go, we'll start with caller number 9 and take 10 callers over 21 and give you tickets for our live secret show. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. So, Vinny and I may be alone in this rowboat, but we have been dying to hear who is going to be on Celebrity Big
Brother.
I've
been wanting to hear as well. So, I'm with you guys.
And here's the tear. This is CBS's play.
Counter-programming.
Getting the audience from the Olympics, and I'm an Olympics fan, but I am. It's very specific events, and often in the evenings, it's ice skating, which I won't watch.
They do cut together kind of a primetime show to show you what's happening at the Olympics. But if you're an Olympics fan, isn't ESPN or maybe that's ABC? I don't know. But usually, there's other places to watch.
Well, they have they have MSNBC and NBC Sports, and so they've got a lot of places they'll probably be showing this stuff. But anyway, the evening broadcast often does put together the most popular show, events.
Sports, right.
And ice skating is huge, you know, and people, believe me, give me crap on text every time I say I hate it. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm bored by it.
Yeah, I watch the ice skating. I like some of the skiing stuff. You know, the luge I could do. I don't care.
I like that. See,
that's
so
just sledding to me.
But I will be happy to tune over to Big Brother.
Yes, and it's going to be 4 nights a week, 2-hour shows on Fridays. I'm actually really excited about it. I think that this is, as far as calling this a celebrity lineup, I'm putting serious air quotes on that.
Oh, no.
There are a couple people who you could argue, okay, that person is a celebrity of sorts.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. Omarosa is officially
boo!
On there. I know. Well, she'll be good for some drama in the
Why
house.
Are you booing
I guess
her?
So, because I don't like her.
Yeah, she's awful.
She's a big B. And tries to be, too. She likes that role.
She likes to.
She's the original.
She's an
Esther.
Yes.
Right.
So she's going to be.
All
you
right.
know, from the White House to the,
to
the Big Brother house.
I know her from The Apprentice, but barely watched it. So I don't really know. I don't even know that she's a villain. So I'll have to watch
she's
to see that.
And I think she went back on like the All-Star version of it. Wasn't she on?
I think so.
The Apprentice
you know,
a couple
and
times.
She's very smart. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Right.
So she really,
she's got
her,
a book to hawk too, doesn't she?
I
mean, she's talking about how she's going
to
write about her experience in the White House.
You let her get to you. She will.
Robin Roberts.
Yeah.
By Felicia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. From Good Morning America.
So they're saying she's making the transition in record time. Her White House resignation was effective as of Saturday, January 20th, although I want to say it was like around the 8th that she got escorted out. And her casting was revealed yesterday. The cast is also going to include Brandi Glanville. From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
She's
the
one.
She hasn't been on there for a few seasons now.
She is the woman who was married to Eddie Cibrian, right?
Right.
And he left her for Leanne Rimes.
Yes. Now, is she the one that got sued for saying stuff about a woman's area?
Stinky lady parts?
Yeah, Joanna Krupa's lady part.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She went on a talk show and said, I've heard she's got a
right,
smelly
and she
woman
said,
area.
Then yeah. She had to back it up and they went to court over
thing.
It, which was fantastic. That was like the one time I reported. I was like, this is a great story. Does this woman have stinky lady parts? I mean, they had witnesses and everything.
Was there an official verdict?
I believe the verdict was it was not a stinky thing.
Oh.
And maybe there was an apology.
So yeah, she'd been framed.
Money, maybe. I don't know. I think it was. Wasn't she saying, oh, I'm just quoting her ex-husband.
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend, Muhammad.
Oh.
Well, same. Don't we all know better than to take any ex's word for anything? Don't we?
No.
What?
Sometimes they're telling the truth. So Brandi Glanville's going to be on there. She is also famous for her jacked up face, man. She's had a ton of work done. She didn't need to either. She was beautiful.
Right.
Last night during the Grammys, there was a point where they went to the audience and there was a flash of someone. I went, I think I know who that. And then they flashed away and I went, that person's had so much surgery. I don't know who
they
I
look
just looked
vaguely
at.
Familiar. Yeah. Was it Cher?
No, but Cher, by the way, was on the, what is that show? The ABBA movie part
Mama
two?
Mia?
Yes, Mamma Mia 2.
Yeah.
The commercials for that aired last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Cher. And you just go, oh no. She is. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Well, I think that she actually says she's younger than she is. My mom said that my mom was a kid that Cher was around and Cher was a few years older than her. And now she says she's a couple years younger than my mom is. So I don't know.
How old's your mom?
My mom has got to be 72 or 3.
Cher says she's 71.
Mm. Yeah, so she was older than my mom when my mom was a kid, and now she's younger than
my mom. Well, I'm sure there are huge Cher fans, and Cher's obviously an accomplished actress, so to see her in this movie, I went, oh, the surgery. There's not a wrinkle on her.
Mm. Oh, no, she looks amazing.
She didn't
amazing.
Go for, no, I don't mean that in a good way.
It wasn't, that's
she didn't
rad.
Do tasteful surgery at all.
Well, Brandi Glanville is, you know,
another
she
one.
Also has not done tasteful surgery, and she's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother. Actually, it might be interesting to see her like without her full makeup, because sometimes, you know, when they roust them out of bed to do something and they don't have their full face of makeup
on. Yeah, with a little bit of makeup. She's one that looks so much better without the piling on of makeup.
Oh.
She
looks even with
younger.
All the surgeries?
Mm-hmm. How old is she? She's 45. I definitely thought she was younger.
Shannon Elizabeth. She's from American Pie.
Okay.
She's a hottie. I mean, I don't know if she's still a hottie, but she's pretty hot. And so she's going to be one of the Celebrity Big Brother.
I don't know if she's done anything since then, but she was the hot young actress for a minute there.
I think she might have had a cameo in Love Actually, which came out in like 2008 or 2003 or something. So that's the only
American
other thing
Pie I've... was almost a throwback to those movies that were out when we were kids, like Porky's, where they'd just show hot, gratuitous nude scenes and all the teens would go because that was the only place you could see hot, naked ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's not really known for her acting.
It looks like she's been keeping low for the last few years.
Oh, no, she's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother,
right.
Which means she hasn't wanted to keep it on the down low. She's just
been trying and no one hires.
Sugar Ray singer Mark McGrath is going to be.
He's been around.
Sure.
Yeah, I always
he's
liked
on
him.
He's Access had stuff to Hollywood.
He's
right?
not on there. He lost that job.
Oh, that's
to
too bad.
To Mario
he
Lopez.
Lost that job.
Well, not that you lost. They moved in a different direction.
Right. The last time I saw him, other than on Access Hollywood or whatever, was at, I think, a summer thing.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
came and played, and they were like an awesome cover band. They played
were.
All covers, and they were funny, and they sounded great. So he's going to be on.
Shannon Elizabeth, by the way, looks great.
How old is she now, does it say?
No,
like,
I'm just looking at
44.
Images.
Oh, okay. Ross Matthews.
Now, that's one I look forward to.
Yeah, I think he'll be fun.
Love him.
Ross the intern. We have had him on. Yeah. He's a super, you know, and he would be on Fashion Police from time to time, too. So he's going to be on there. Former NBA star Meta World Peace is going to be in the cast.
What was his name?
Ron Artest.
Yeah, okay.
Is his name.
Was Kesha Knight Pulliam Rudy?
That's or
was
exactly right.
Okay.
Rudy.
She wasn't the, what, when Rudy wasn't cute anymore, they brought another little girl in?
Oh, not Simone.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
it
Simone, is? Raven Simone.
Raven Simone,
right. That's what it was, yeah.
So Rudy from the Cosby
Rudy's
Show.
Rudy's been quietly doing some shows that I've been watching, like on Channel 1 or BET. She does a couple of the Tyler Perry shows that he puts out.
Well,
so
right.
she's been doing stuff.
She might be the biggest star in this whole thing. James Maslow from the Nickelodeon show Big Time Rush, which I think is a band. Show. So maybe we'll get some songs out of James Maslow and Mark McGrath. Maybe they'll
jam
be jamming
session.
In there. And then let's see.
Do they get to bring instruments in?
No.
I don't think anybody has. And
you're not allowed to bring anything. The whole point is if you fall into your books or your toys that you won't interact.
I see.
Their whole point is to have to talk.
You have to go
deal.
Mental in there. Hairspray star Marissa Janet Winokur. And I think that's just whatever the latest production of that was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would recognize her if you saw her just from like the ads for Hairspray. Chuck Liddell. Former UFC light heavyweight champion.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. She plays the main character.
Yeah.
Hairspray, yeah.
And
Chuck Liddell in his day was awesome.
Right. And maybe, you know, we'll get to see him get... I mean, honestly, it is like a pressure cooker in that house. So, although they're only going to be in... It looks like it's going to be closer to 3 weeks.
I have to believe he's a person because he's so lethal that wouldn't... You couldn't get him to... I have to believe that, right?
Right.
He's lethal.
He couldn't.
And he has to know that. There's no way he's going to, like, what? He's going to square off with Mark McGrath?
Right.
I think there's just no way.
They must be dumping people constantly during this because there's, I mean, how many have I said so far? I don't know. Eight or nine, 10 of them. I don't know how many. But the best parts of the show are as the summer stretches on and these people are just, they're fully in this world. It's like the outside world doesn't exist. They're just going crazy at every little thing that everyone says. I mean, it's all about kind of the mental pressure that gets put on you. I don't think 2.5 weeks is going to be enough time to really see anybody lose their...
Right.
Like Chuck Liddell's not going to beat down anyone in 2 weeks.
Bryn, quick question. When you're lethal and you know it, you're careful,
clap
right?
Your hands.
Most people are, especially the trained... lethal people. Some people are just like born crazy and, you know, they grow up in harsh environments and maybe they don't have the same
but
discipline.
Chuck Liddell, are you fear?
I would think, he's a trained professional. So, yeah, he knows better than to go crazy. And he's got money, so.
He's got to protect whatever he earned in there. He's got to.
And then finally, you remember when Steve Harvey mistakenly said Miss Universe was Miss Columbia?
Yeah.
Well, that chick's on the show.
All right.
Ariadna Gutierrez.
Colombian women are awesome.
She was Miss Columbia, and this is, I don't know, her last grab at celebrity. So unlike the usual Big Brother, which runs, you know, the whole summer long, I mean, I don't know how long they're in there, 99 days, 100 days, maybe more. This one's going to be short. It premieres February 7th and runs through February 25th. They're going to air 4 episodes each week with 2-hour episodes on Fridays. And the live stream will air on CBS All Access, so you can be watching it anytime. That's kind of the deal with Big Brother.
So they're going to have to double time it, right?
They're going to have to lose... Let me count how many people we're talking about.
In such
here.
A way, though, the competitions will be gnarly.
Right.
So
Omarosa, Brandy Glanville, Shannon Elizabeth, Mark McGrath, Ross Matthews, Meta World Peace, Kesha.
Kesha.
Knight Pulliam, James Maslow.
Oh, Keisha.
Keisha. Marissa Janet Winokur, Chuck Liddell, and Ariadna Gutierrez, 11. So that means that they've got to get rid of, I don't know, 3 to 4 per week, more even.
Hey, did you guys predict who you think is going to win? I was on the phones.
Oh, I didn't.
Let's
you want to try to?
You guys are experts. You're Big Brother experts. You should figure this out.
I'm going to say Mark McGrath wins.
You are?
Yeah, who are you going to say?
I like Ross's chances.
Okay. Oh, that's a good Ross one. Matthews. I was thinking Ross or Chuck.
Yeah, I was thinking Chuck Liddell, too.
People will be too afraid to vote him out.
But Ross can get kind of bitchy, so yeah. That might be his downfall.
Yeah, I don't know that side of him, but when I met him, he seemed nice enough and pretty fun. And
just in other things I've seen him.
Do you want to make a pick?
No, actually, I was thinking about, speaking of predictions, didn't we predict who was going to win Grammy stuff, like best new artist
or
best?
That stuff?
Did you save it?
Yeah. I saved. You wrote it down.
Yeah,
dude.
We save it.
Hey, maybe I took a picture of it.
Oh, you might have.
Maybe, doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah. Good job, Ryan.
Doesn't that?
I don't know. We must have did it.
Yeah. When were they announced?
Were you here? Brent, you
had
to
be, I was here, yeah. That's why
it had to be mid-January. Or no, early January.
Oh, let's see here. Hold on. I have it. I have it.
What?
And it was November 28th.
November?
Wow. Yeah.
What a miracle.
All right, hold on. Let me pull this out.
Here we go.
So for record of the year, I'm not going to use this. I said... Oh, no, hold on. Record of the year. No one said the winner. Vinny said Humble. Bryn, Hooman, and Yuzette all said Despacito, and I said Childish Gambino. And the winner is?
Bruno Mars.
Despacito guys did a great job with their performance, didn't they?
Yes.
I thought they were good.
And those dancers they had next to them were phenomenal. Those Latina dancers, incredible job, ladies.
Jesus Christ.
Song of the year. Yuzette and Vinny said Despacito. Bryn said Issues by Julia Michaels, just because he loves her, I guess. And Hooman and Sarah said the Logic song, the 1-800-273-8255. And the winner is Bruno Mars. Nobody said him.
His performance with Cardi B was excellent. That boy can dance.
For Best New Artist... Yuzette, Sarah, and Vinny all said Alicia Cara, and that's who won. Bryn said Khalid, and Hooman said Julia Michaels.
What?
For
he said what?
Right now, I'm out in front.
Album of
all
the year.
Of us are.
Album of the year. Let's see. Vinny said Lorde's Melodrama.
Oh.
Bryn, Yuzette, and Sarah said Kendrick Lamar's Damn, and Hooman said Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino, and the winner is Bruno Mars. None of us picked.
Dang.
And those are the only categories.
I love Bruno Mars and his songs, but I felt like people were over him.
Did you hear the Lorde controversy?
Where she was...
Not clapping?
Yeah.
Well, she was furious. So she was up for an award and wanted to perform, and they said... They wouldn't let her perform her song by herself. They said, we'd like you to perform a Tom Petty song during the In Memoriam or whatever.
The medley or something
American
like that.
Girl, which I guess would be the irony, is look, Lorde singing American Girl because she's...
New Zealandish. She's a Kiwi.
But she refused.
Yeah.
She said, I'm up for one. Like, what is it? Record of the year or whatever. I'm up for record of the year and you won't let me play?
And was it... Was she the only woman for that category?
Yeah. Yes, during the Me Too movement. There she is going.
They cut
woman.
To her a couple times in the audience, and man, what a push she had on it. It was unbelievable.
She was bummed.
Like the camera would pan by her, and she just had like a death look on her. Like, we actually froze it and went back and oh my God, look at her.
I put it on my Instagram story.
Is she old enough to drink?
Oh, probably by now.
Because she had a 21. Flask with her. She also had I want to say it was a Valentino gown, the red gown that she had on, and they had sewn a big long quote into the back of her dress. Anyway, we talked a lot about the Grammys in the 6 o'clock hour if you want to go back. And then RadioAlice.com has the full list of winners if you're... you haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I knew she was pissed. I read the article and thought, oh man, she's pissed before when the invites went out, she was pissed.
On SNL on Saturday night, Will Ferrell was the host.
How was it?
What do you think?
Well, he's one of their best.
He is so funny and so great. It was the most, it's the funniest that show's been in a year, at least.
I'm happy to hear that.
He was absolutely great. He comes out to do the monologue, and I can't even remember what the cold open was, but he had been in that, so he has done it. So he comes out, and he's kind of disheveled, and he's got blood trickling down his forehead. And so his, I'll just let the beginning of this run. And then he start,
he's just one of those
he's
dudes.
He's so committed to this whole thing. Like, he just, he's, it's, it really is. You almost like, oh boy, he almost seems like he really did hit his head. There's like blood all in the back of his head too. And, he just goes on to be, I mean, it's the, it's maybe the funniest monologue I've ever seen. He gets, he just fully embraces this premise that he's hit his head. Like, no one commits like this guy. He's, you know, the whole time it's him. He was, there were a couple sketches too that were just hilarious. I mean, he was great. Like, 5 stars for Will Ferrell on SNL this weekend. Totally worth your time to go back and watch that on demand. It was great. Chris Stapleton was the musical guest. You know, he sounds great, but oh my God, it's a snooze fest. But also worth your time. He's a good singer. We were just talking about the Sting and Shaggy hookup. Like, we didn't know what was going on with that.
Well, the bit was weak. The bit on the train, I wasn't interested in it. Right. And it went on for quite a while.
Well, that's James Corden for you right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a joint album.
And that's Sting and Shaggy.
I guess they met up. I guess, let's see. Sting says when they first met, they had an instant rapport. They both love reggae. If you've heard The Police, you would be aware. He says, Shaggy brought me a song, the song that we released as a single, and I thought that it was a hit. And so we started to work on that, and then that grew into another song, and then another song, and it became an entire album, but based on fun and rapport. Sting says Shaggy's very spontaneous, and he's not. And they learned a lot from each other. He says, we're not as different as it may seem. That they have a lot in common. We found out that in making this record, how alike we are, our values, our craft, music, humanity, nature, and all boils down to the record.
Well, that's great. I was watching it thinking, I don't know how these two know each other. And here I was thinking, his band, The Police, want so badly to go out and tour, and Sting won't go anywhere near them. Mm. And so they're Shaggy on they got to be going, Jesus! And then the other thing was, Shaggy should get some sleep. That dude looked tired.
Yeah. Well, he's older now.
Or he's stoned.
Maybe.
Do you think?
They call us the not-so-odd couple, said Shaggy. The album is going to be out on 420.
Oh,
so I'm thinking
fun.
He's stoned. And they say it's a very Caribbean-infused record.
Sting looked good, though, don't you think?
Sting always looks good. Ed Sheeran was sleeping while he won the Grammys. He said, oh, I woke up to find out that I'd won. It's wonderful.
So he just didn't want to go.
No. And people were saying he was protesting. If he was, then he didn't say anything about it in his post. It's so funny. I'm looking at the post. He's got his cat. He says, woke up to the news. I won 2 Grammys last night. Thank you. This little fluffball is doing a bit of a celebratory dance. So he's just got his cat kind of laying on the ground, writhing around. But then you look over at the comments because someone just screenshotted it. It's like, congrats. Grow up. Well deserved. Congrats. You deserve hate.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Twitter.
And then we'll not see him post anything for 6 more months.
I know. Or maybe he just doesn't look at the comments. That's probably the healthiest thing.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Donuts and Elon Musk.
Oh, my God, my favorite things.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Nice to have you here. Happy Monday morning. Ah, it's the best. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. This week, our big giveaway is the Dave Matthews Band. So we'll have tickets for his show at the Shoreline September 8th all day long. 9, noon, 3, and 5. 9 o'clock is your first chance to win.
Did you just say Monday's the best?
Oh, my God, Vinny. What can be better than a Monday?
Fresh
new week.
I totally agree with
you. Yeah. Oh. It's like we're off on the right foot. It's just woo. Woo! Oh, my God. Monday!
I mean, I don't think I slept for 1 minute last night, but other than that, it is a great day.
Yeah, oh, my God, it's the best. And if I'm not mistaken, I see sunshine on the top of that building over there. Like, the sun, we might actually get some sunshine.
They said it was going to be sunny all day.
Yeah, for
fantastic.
The next few days, at least.
According to the weather app, which is never right.
Let's make that happen. Woo! Monday. All right.
All right.
Let's all join hands, people, as we embark on a brand new week. Woo!
I love your good, positive attitude.
Thank
this
you.
This is nice.
I'm super, you know, I'm just trying to be a supportive satellite to anybody who's miserable on a Monday. Yeah, thanks. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. I hear she's going to actually be broadcasting today. She'd be a lot of fun.
Jane, you're playing a game called... Called on to get by its real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
So we've gone ahead and promoted Jane. This is where Yuzi cuts in and says, nope, not today.
Not today, Vinny. Kidding. Oh. She'll be here today.
Oh, she will be in.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yay!
Jane! Oh, Jane!
Oh. Yeah.
Done with Sergio.
All right, here's what's happening. We're going to begin with the moon.
Oh, I love the moon. What about it?
This is a big deal, everyone.
All right. What's happening with our moon?
I guess a blood moon occurs during a total lunar eclipse in 2015 when a moon turns to a brownish red. A super moon, blue moon, and red moon will converge in a rare event before dawn on Wednesday.
Oh, what's if,
so
the
they're
deal?
Calling it a super blue blood moon.
Oh,
and if
blue
you
blood.
Follow our friend Scott Budman, he is already showing you on his Instagram the different phases of the super blue blood moon. There it is from 5 days ago.
Okay.
Here it is.
So it's going to be eclipsed and be a super
ago.
Moon.
And a blue and moon. A blue moon. You know what a blue moon is?
Super blue second, blood moon.
It's the second full moon in one month.
That's right. So
that's
red.
A blue moon.
Yeah.
But it's going to be red because there's some
the
kind
eclipse.
Of a, there's an eclipse.
Yeah, and?
And it's a super moon because it appears closest.
Closest.
Oh, right.
Last, do you have the last time this happened?
No.
The super blue blood
1866,
moon?
1866, everyone.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So you better be there for it. Well, and it's going to be in the Western Hemisphere, so we'll see it.
Yeah. Thank
so, goodness.
Like, what time? The Wednesday morning before we come into work?
Yeah.
Well, probably as we're driving in.
Well, this morning I could see the moon, but it was
over.
Obscured by fog.
Yeah, I saw it, though, and it looked big. And I and wow. actually, when I opened my Instagram and saw Scott Budman's post, I was like, well, there it is.
Yeah, so we'll be able to, you know, if you glance over.
My news guy telling me stuff.
Yep. Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area.
Shame.
Dame.
Dame. Dame.
Girl Scout cookie season kicks off today, everyone.
Oh, stay away from me. The last thing I need is two boxes of Samoas shoving my head whole.
Sounds like you're putting an order in already.
Two boxes, please. The last thing I need.
The season runs January 28th to March 11th, it looks like. So,
Boy, it seems like that's coming around faster and faster.
What, Girl Scout cookie season?
I feel like it was just here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I just ran out of the last batch, you know.
In other dessert news.
Oh. Do tell.
I guess people were asked to vote and fans have decided on the next Krispy Kreme glazed flavor. Oh. And they announced yesterday that lemon glazed donuts will be on sale at all Krispy Kreme locations, I guess this week. Lemon glaze beat out caramel, blueberry, and maple in that order.
I just give me a plain glazed donut.
Yes.
I don't want any lemon.
I thought Vinny was actually going to say, I guess Nutella was in my head because of another story. I thought you were going to say Nutella.
Was there some fight over Nutella?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what that's about. I gave Vinny the story, but I didn't read it. There was some kind of riots that broke out because of Nutella. I don't know if it was in this country.
No, I think it was in France, but yeah. I didn't read that story yet.
Yeah, I actually saw it and went, who cares about Nutella?
I just didn't understand it.
It's usually in my cupboard because my kids love it.
They love Nutella?
I don't really eat it.
Are we saying it right?
Nutella? Uh-huh. I don't know. Nutella? I don't know.
So the headline reads, this is not normal. Nutella riots hit France after stores slash price.
Oh, why'd they cut the price?
70% drop for a jar of Nutella.
And so everyone went nuts to go get it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
They went from $5.60 to $1.75.
That's a real bargain.
I'm a peanut butter guy myself, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Elon Musk, Sarah's boy.
I love him.
You're a big fan, I know.
I am. Although, if this is the story I think you're going to tell, yikes.
What? What story do you think I'm going to tell?
$500 flamethrowers?
$600, actually. $600.
Bruce's like, say it, say it.
I'm like, I don't think people should have flamethrowers, but that's just me, I guess. I don't know. Is everyone psyched about the flamethrowers?
You don't want one?
No.
You don't think your kids would like a flamethrower?
I don't care if they would like one. They can't have one.
Yeah, right.
I feel like no one should really have a flamethrower.
Can't you see, yeah, right, on stage, on Treasure Island, during the Dub Fest or whatever it's known as, and he's rocking his jams, and he's got a flamethrower spewing 50 feet of fire out over the audience?
It sounds dangerous and like a lawsuit waiting to happen. Like, I really don't want to hear the news that you report as people get their home flamethrower. Like, I just don't feel like that's something that we. Is that actually him?
That's Elon Musk's
this
fan.
Skrillex.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds great.
No, it's actually him. It is actually him.
A burn on you!
A burn on me because I just got hit with a flamethrower. Oh, my
God. Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel like no one. But do you have the thing about the Mars? That's a good story.
No. Oh. I just have the Elon Musk is now making $600 flamethrowers for some reason. And it's made national, international news. I guess people want these.
Yeah, there's always someone who wants a flamethrower. The thing I heard, the thing I liked was that he's, you know, talking about how he's going to colonize Mars and dig tunnels from one city to the other so that we can travel with the Boring Company. He's going to send his stuff up there, and it's wonderful. Did I also hear he shot a Tesla into space?
Why'd he do that?
I don't know. Like, maybe with, like, a... Does he... Just so that... He shot it into deep space. Like, I'm just throwing this out into space.
There's some...
So that some civilization someday will find a Tesla...
There's some guy named Frank in Dublin who's on the waiting list for the Model 3 going, you shot into space!
Yeah.
I've been on the waiting list for 3 years!
I see a report saying that they're going to launch a Tesla Roadster on February 6th via the SpaceX Falcon.
And they're going to shoot it out into deep space, and just if anyone ever finds it, yay, they get a free Tesla on some other planet. You can't get one here, but some alien race is going to get the Tesla.
Sarah?
Yara?
Have you ever shaken a man's hand and he's grinded and crunched your hand into smithereens and
super
thought,
annoying.
Oh, you didn't...
I do not like that.
You did not think, I bet he is good in bed.
No.
What?
In fact, I think the opposite. Anybody who's grabbing anything that hard has surely worn out the sensory nerves any place that he's touching.
There's a man that grabbed...
That guy seems like a lot of work. To me.
This person grabbed my hand so hard one time, to this day, it still hurts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
To this day?
To this day.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. I'm
I believe you.
Serious.
One time I got a massage, it still hurts. I totally believe
you.
You
two clowns.
I love a firm handshake.
Firm.
Like, firm, for sure. But this man grabbed me so hard, I actually yelled at him. It hurts so much.
Do we know this guy?
No, it was several years ago, and I forgot where I met him or what the situation was.
You got to be gentle with people.
I was really upset.
And sometimes people have arthritis or some kind of pain in their hand, and you go grind their bones. Like, that's awful.
It's funny, among all the footballers, Adrian Peterson always makes the broadcasts. He's a running back. I think he was on the Vikings. I think he runs for the Cardinals now, and he's at the end of his career. But he always made the broadcast because all the announcers – who are even former footballers are like, don't shake that guy's hand. He's going in to break your hand every time.
Wow.
That's his move.
Not cool.
I don't get it either, but according to this, it means you're a good, sturdy lover.
Does it?
According to a new study out of South Korea, the strength of a man's handshake is directly connected to how well his junk functions under pressure. The researchers found that for every 11 pounds of grip strength, the guy was 18% less likely to have delivery issues.
Mm. I feel like he's worn that thing out.
They say it's
kung fu grip.
Because your handshake is tied to your muscle strength and testosterone, both of these things are also connected to the performance of your man area.
I think a real man holds himself back from crushing somebody else's hand.
Right.
A real man doesn't have to prove he's stronger than you by crushing your hand.
And I don't mind the shake where people put both their hands on yours.
Sure.
Like, really nice,
nice
to meet
too.
You.
Right.
I like doing that to some people because it truly is very nice to meet you.
You don't think it's too earnest?
No.
All right.
I like it too.
You do too?
Yeah. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, but you didn't listen to a thing I told you because I told you that the really
strong handshake is directly related. No, I'm just still so angry that they broke Yuzette's hand. Like, I'm really angry about that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think that's ridiculous.
What's he trying to prove?
Yeah.
That?
Exactly.
He can't help it. He's super manly.
He doesn't know his own strength.
So he's, challenged. Don't know your own strength. That's a problem. You're a dummy.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just, I don't know.
Why are you so hostile?
I'm getting I'm getting very upset about
new
people
week,
who
everyone.
Grab hands too hard. I hate that. It hurts. Don't hurt me. I'm very fragile.
Goodness. So weird. Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, the cold open was Farrell playing George W. Bush in a basement replica of the Oval Office, addressing the nation about how he doesn't seem that bad as a president anymore, does he?
But he was bad. That's what he's getting at. He's like, I know I don't seem that bad, but remember, I was a terrible president.
Is Bryn back? It's 7:20 and not a single sound effect. Come on, man.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy. He's been doing all kinds of sound effects. What are you listening to online?
Oh, right. Ross is so diva and bitchy that I had to stop listening to his podcast because it stressed me out.
Oh.
Not knowing when he was going to blow his top. Really?
Ross Matthews is one of the people who's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother.
I only know him from the time he was in here, and he seemed very nice and almost charming.
I would say yes.
Didn't he host Gay Pride?
He did. He was like the parade marshal.
Grand Marshal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've seen him a few times on Fashion Police, I think.
Yeah.
One of those type of shows. And I just thought he was fine. I really like him. So I never listened to his podcast, though. Maybe he goes off on rants and gets all bitchy.
I don't know. Me neither. Cher was 17 when I Got You, Babe came out, says 469. Okay. I don't have any way to figure anything out from there, though. Chuck Liddell's a really nice man outside of the octagon. He lets his daughter paint his toenails, so don't be prejudiced against him based on his ex-career. I am mad at you all today.
Why? I predicted that he wins.
Yeah, we're just wondering how he'll be. We're not saying anything. We don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. I actually... I don't care who's on the show. I'm still going to watch it.
I watched him on... I used to watch the TV show they did for the UFC. I forget what it's called.
Where they sort of profiled them and they were all living in
a
house together.
Right. I watched that for a few minutes and it was kind of fun. And I think he was a coach on there. But I've watched him fight. He was good. He was the real deal for a minute
there. Somebody on the show, maybe one of our interns, like, came to a Halloween secret show dressed as Chuck Liddell.
Oh. Well, he used to sport a mohawk, so that's one of the things he was known for.
Is it the Ultimate Fighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, sort of kind of loud, a little loud there. Can't hear myself. Vinny reported Machine Head gave us a shout out on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
They heard us talking about him on Friday.
I posted the post that they sent to Vinny on the @Owlsign73 Instagram.
Machine Head is one of the bands I love, which you guys were about to leave out of the new music.
We were. They weren't in any of our lists.
Oh, really?
So we're not the only ones who don't care about them.
What?
But it was great because if I had seen them on any of the lists, of course I would have played them because I know you love them.
I'm a fan.
And so when you brought them up, we immediately pulled Machine Head songs, one song, and rocked it. And apparently one of the guys from the band was listening.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so all right, cool. Well, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with... I'm going to start with Game of Thrones. Oh, Hooman. I have some news. Okay. I have some Game of Thrones news. But then we do have the album charts for last week. And actually, so next week on Monday, if Machine Head charts, we'll be playing more Machine Head.
Sweet.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.